Did you have a good time in Vegas?
Yeah, great time. That was so much fun. Thank you guys, obviously, for everything.
You're not going to say you told you so or anything? You're not going to rub it in?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, who,
I did tell you
who
guys
thought
so,
you were going to do it, huh?
I was the only one.
You were the did your parents think you were going to win?
Actually, no. My mom didn't even think I was going to win. It was funny because one of the first
Was your mom
days,
impressed by you beating up a woman?
She was, yeah. But yeah, one of like the first days I got home from the internship, I remember I walked past her room and I could hear her talking to my parent or to my brother and sister about the fight.
Yeah.
And I just get up to the door and I hear her say, "You guys don't understand. He's a small, skinny guy. He cannot beat that girl."
Oh, wow.
Mom, come on.
Oh, wow. So that gave you something to prove instantly.
Yeah, I had
some motivation. That can go either one of two ways. And obviously it went the good way for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you train or did you just, you're that tough?
No, I ran. I didn't run like every day or anything.
I think it was a really good idea because your cardio did get tested.
Mm-hmm.
These bastards just kept playing. They tortured you, huh?
I haven't been that tired in a long time, no.
But you kept fighting. You were tired and you fought Tully until he got tired and you were still punching him.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Were you worried when Tully came in, especially dressed like the Hulk?
Yeah, I was worried. And then my headgear kept getting loose and at times I couldn't see, but
Tully landed one punch on you, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a few in there, yeah.
Oh, I definitely got my shots in.
Yeah.
I mean, what I would say is, You're definitely, we know this, much tougher than We Outspoken, because that's exactly what I did to We Outspoken, and We Outspoken all crumbled.
Yeah. Hey, We Outspoken are gay.
Yeah, pretty officially. Yeah, I think you could beat up all four of We Outspoken.
You should do that.
You should do that.
Maybe next year?
Yeah, Dan Ardeen versus We Outspoken.
The queen of emo fight.
That's a good fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I did not want
to. It'd be hard to know who's who.
Yeah, my buddy would be undead now.
Right?
Yeah.
The eyeliner fight?
That's a tough fight.
So, talk us through it from your perspective.
I was obviously pretty nervous. I've never done anything like that. Getting into the ring with Alicia, and then it was kind of like surreal, like when it started.
Yeah,
as soon as you hear the bell, you're just like, holy shit.
That's that's the craziest bit of the entire thing for anybody who hasn't been in it. If you're not a fighter, it's when the bell goes off. I think it's a little bit less weird for me than it used to be. So maybe eventually you would get used to it.
Right.
But that's not a feeling that you get used to anytime soon. And then the first time
especially, yeah. It's,
mm-hmm. And then the first time you throw a punch, the first time you get hit.
Yeah, the first few seconds of the first round, I mean, I wasn't really ready. I didn't want to say I was taking it easy on her. But I was, you know, didn't really know what to expect. And then as soon as she got that first really hard hit on my face, it kind of rattled me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to try and take it a little more seriously after that and then throw some punches. It felt a little uncomfortable hitting a girl as hard as you can in the head at first.
You had a good game plan, I know that.
Did you feel like you were hitting her as hard as you could?
I was definitely trying to hit her as hard as I could, yeah.
She didn't go down.
No.
She did not.
Stayed up.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of gauging what I thought you could do based on what you're doing to her. Maybe it's just different when you're in the ring. I felt like you actually saved something for me. And I say that as not a cop-out, but like as a credit to you. I actually thought that you may have been giving her less than your full force. You're saying you weren't. I mean, she's obviously a more skilled boxer than you are.
Right, of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was...
He just came at her. He just ran at her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She didn't angle off enough. She needed to get out of the way. Like, you were just running straight at her.
Yeah, she was telling me she was trying to, like, throw her, you know, her fist up in the air sometimes and try and get me to flinch and then go for body shots, and she said I didn't go for it.
You weren't watching what she was doing at all.
Yeah, that's overthinking it perhaps a bit.
Right.
Yeah, but, she looks like a good fighter, so she should. I might have another fight for her already. I think Pierre Luc's wife wants to fight her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder how that would play out. I know that
she can fight a little bit, so...
I know
it
that
might be fair.
Yeah, naturally, she was very disappointed after the fight, and I know that she trained her ass off for it, and that really was why I was. I didn't want to. I felt like I was sort of would be denigrating the effort that she obviously put into it. To just be like, okay, honey, get out of the way.
Right,
let a man
right.
do this. So you know, like I, when we said third round, like, do you want to stop this? And she was like, no, I want to go.
She wanted to stay the whole time.
She wanted to stay the whole time, and she was getting a lot of help by the end. It looked as if, you know, I was pretty sure that MMA Sasquatch and or MMA Elvis were going
to
take you out.
It was to the point where I almost didn't want to hit her anymore because every time I landed a punch, I just had both of them just hopping on me.
Right.
And then the one where Forrest got me really good right in the sternum and I...
Yep.
That was one of the most painful things.
Jesus
Christ. Oh my god, I felt like I was going to throw up or something, but... Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, right. Tough dude. You're a tough dude.
Thank you. Yeah, because I mean, the way I understood it, and again, this is just all respect to Alicia, was it was her fight, and it became like blatantly obvious from the get go. Whoa, this is going to be a bloodbath. Get her out of there. But if she was able to make it a fight, and
she could go forever with you, but she was just losing badly.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So wasn't, I wanted matchup wasn't right.
So I wanted to let it be her fight, but then you know I actually because of that feeling you're talking about with that thing that goes off in your head and your right. your stomach and your lungs when the bell rings, I knew I couldn't really train for the fight. It's just with the show and getting the band ready and having a baby and stuff like that. So I actually just kind of tried to use that to my advantage because you can train to where you psych yourself out of stuff and you're too in your head. So I was like, I've done this a few times. I don't know how tough you are. Until you get in the ring, and that's when you find out about your opponent. By then, of course, it's too late. You've already done whatever you're going to do. I was like, maybe I can actually just go in the opposite direction and just stay really, really loose. And just by being casual about it, that might give me the upper hand. Plus, I assume that you'd be super winded. And I felt like I landed a couple of punches on you that would have done damage to Bob Levy or We Outspoken. That unfortunately just didn't have the same effect in this case.
You're a tough dude, huh?
Thanks, dude. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what it is that I saw in myself that nobody else really saw.
No, I want to say something there. about that too. It's not shtick, but of course we have to say, you know, fuck you on right. the air. But this is what I tell people all weekend. You're actually a little bit like me because you're like a emo dude, but you're also a sports dude.
Right.
And I said, like, yeah, we made fun of you for being like emo guy, but you used to come to work all the time in Blackhawks jerseys and stuff. So I knew that there was that side to you.
Yeah, I think a little more or less you guys saw the side of me that looked like I was just some hipster that would just sit in my, you know, sit in my room and play my guitar.
I didn't treat it to you. It's got nothing to do with your pants. I was not treating it. I wasn't saying you can't fight because of your pants. I was saying you can't fight because you're just like a little skinny dude who's never fought before. Why would you have any fucking idea how to do anything? But you kind of had a good technique for somebody who doesn't know how to fight. You just threw straight punches and you ran at people. Yeah. And you like bowled them over with punches.
I mean, I know I've never been in like a real fight or anything.
And it's not really, you don't quit. You know, that's all it is. You don't have to be tough. You just have to be kind of committed to. You were committed to every punch you threw and you were committed to, you weren't going to stop. Like when Tully hit you, you weren't anywhere near thinking you were going to give up. You were just like straight back at it.
And that was the most tired I think I've ever been in my life.
You did a great job.